I'm Beth Roberts, and I'm sitting here today with Dr. Kent Gaylord, one of the primary care physicians at the Telluride Medical Center. Dr. Kent Gaylord is board certified in family medicine and has been at the medical center since 1996. He specializes in men's and women's healthcare, preventative medicine, and he's sitting right here with me. Hello, Dr. Gaylord.
Hi, Beth.
Well, today we're going to talk about vitamins. It's big news this week. NPR aired a segment on the subject. There are at least two new studies that raise serious questions about vitamins and supplements. And so, Dr. Gaylord, take your vitamins or don't take your vitamins? What's changed? We've been told to take our vitamins for years.
So historically, when people came in for a physical exam, they would ask me, should I be taking vitamins? And I didn't have any evidence that vitamins helped or hurt. So I usually just left it up to the patient if they wanted to take them. But now there's some evidence that vitamins may actually be of harm. So there were two studies that came out. One was a study that looked at 39,000 women over almost a 20-year period. And it showed that those who took supplements did not live longer. In fact, they died earlier, about 3 to 10% earlier, depending on which vitamins and minerals they were taking. There was a second study in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and it looked at 36,000 men who were taking vitamin E, selenium, or both. So the hope was that these supplements would lower the risk of prostate cancer, but neither did. And in fact, the group that took vitamin E had a 17% higher risk of prostate cancer. So now there's some evidence that taking vitamins or supplements may be of some harm.
Well, it's pretty compelling evidence. And are we just a town of vitamin hounds? I mean, exactly how important is this news to us?
Well, the vitamin business is a huge business in the United States. It's a multi-billion dollar business. And I think a lot of people in Telluride do take vitamins. So I think it's important for all of us to maybe go back and look again if it's the right thing to do.
So is your advice then to throw out all the vitamins?
Well, not necessarily, but it probably means we should go back and start looking more closely at the answer, And there are, of course, exceptions. So I've noticed that a lot of people in Telluride have low vitamin D levels. And for these people, taking some vitamin D may be a good idea. Also, for people who have a higher risk of osteopenia or osteoporosis, taking calcium may be a good idea as well. So there certainly are exceptions.
And what about the kids? Should we continue to give our kids vitamins?
So I have not seen any studies on kids yet, but I think the advice at this point would probably be the same, and that is maybe taking a multivitamin is not a good idea. And really, what we should be doing is eating just a good, healthy diet.
So maybe an apple day is all we need after all.
I agree with that.
Well, for more information about vitamins and your health, make an appointment with your primary care provider. And thank you, Dr. Gaylord.
All right. Thank you, Beth.